Mimi, what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about what? Aisha?
Is that how you say her name? Aisha? What's Steph Curry's wife?
That's what we're talking about.
Is that her name?
You came to give me the
inside
scoop.
Did I say
it right? Yeah.
Aisha, right?
You gave me
Hey, somebody fucking made this post. I was dead.
Did you come to give me the inside
scoop? I can't say it. I don't have an inside scoop.
We got the inside scoop. Hood News at 6 coming up live.
I tried it. We're going to get him. We're going to get him.
Did Brie do? She said she
wants some attention. I saw that.
You saw this one?
You know I see everything.
It said nobody going to cheat on you.
It said Oprah went in on the inside of Walmart and stole a pack of wipes. This is a phenomenal story here. I don't think America's going to believe this shit, but they said Oprah went in on the inside and stole a pack of wipes.
We're getting an exclusive scoop tonight, man. Say what?
We got breaking news tonight. They said Bill Cosby will be getting out tonight. They said they released all charges off of Bill Cosby tonight. They said he's going to be released from the federal penitentiary. They said all the charges that were found against him were false charges. They said all of the women are now facing federal penitentiary charges. They said they're all looking at least 30 years to more in a federal penitentiary for lying on the dad of America, which is...
Bill Cosby getting out, bro.
Yeah, they said Bill Cosby's getting out. I know America's...
This is breaking news, baby. You heard it here first.
I know you guys are happy. Shouts out to Mr. Roger Neighborhood. Mr. Roger Neighborhood, he was trying to call in to make sure he was straight. I told him he was good. Drop a little 20 on the book. He's going to be good. Oprah said she's going to send him 30. I don't know.
With a 50 on the crack pipe.
With a 50 on the crack pipe. But you guys got to make sure you got to keep
that high 50 on the crack pipe.
I'm going to tell you guys, they said Brenda, Ernie, and Tony went inside of Family Dollar Zone last night. They said they went in. They said the employees knew something was suspicious with all three of them. They said two of them came in with a book bag on them. They said they all looked suspicious. They said they all split up on the in the store. They all split up on the inside of the store. They said they went to putting all kind of items inside of their bags. They said they've even put a pack of they got away with a pack of charcoal, a bag of a lighter fluid, and a pack of sour gummies, and a pack of Hot Lay's potato chips. They said they all vanished out of the store as the beepers went off. They said the workers on the inside were stocking late night on the shelves, and they looks like it's
only
raining.
Mimi can do some shit like that.
It's raining lifesavers in this bitch tonight. So if you guys will stay tuned here, it's the 30-second rule, Mimi.
That is some funky shit. Hit me in the chest with a brass.
Oh shit.
What is this shit?
Said hit me in the chest with a brass.
Hit me in the chest with a brass.
Yes, sir. That's funky.
Y'all thought?
No, we rolling. Don't worry.
Damn, I got lifesavers on you.
Lifesavers on
me. It's a thunderstorm on the way, so we hope you all make sure you stay tuned because this thunderstorm on the way. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if Hurricane Irma's gonna come back or her little sister or the mom. I don't know, but it's gonna be a pretty nasty storm this week. So we want all of you guys to make sure you dress for the weather and not for the occasion, okay? Because I'm telling you, you might get fucked out there in the streets. But I'm going to tell you, you got Hood News bringing the weather and the Hood News straight to a hood near you. So I'm going to tell you, you got to stay tuned. You never know what you're going to get. We got Mimi here fat to death. Oh, shit. Pull over that ass too fast.
Oh, shit. I'm connected to something.
Oh, shit. She's got all these wires and shit going everywhere.
Mimi, you dropping lifesavers and titty residue everywhere.
It's hot.
You're
not in the closet this time. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
We're going to start when I get this
trash can.
Just use one of these bags.
You know, the last time I heard a female say she was in the closet, that was when they claimed to be working on some type of mixtape that I've never heard. So when is the mixtape going to drop, R. Kelly?
Oh, my God.
No.
She threw all of them.
What's that?
Who is this lady?
How the fuck did they do
Who is this lady?
This is new. This is Unique.
Hey, Unique.
Look how beautiful. Look how beautiful she is.
This your glam team?
No. This is his friends.
Okay, so you should be.
That's Ling Ming Sing Ding.
Hey, what's up?
Your
Ming,
name Ming?
Ling.
I did that.
Ming, and your name Ling?
For real?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I thought she was just bullshit. You never know with me. That shit funky, you hear it?
These ain't ones off the floor. Yeah.
Play them keys again, little pimp.
Yeah, they be purple ones. Black people love them.
Hey, that's the truth, though. That's the truth. The purple ones be the good ones. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, especially when you have.
Damn.
Hey, it's about to go down. Live here at the 85 South Show. Do you hear that funky shit? I'm gonna let it play for a second. I want you to send me your hook. I'm gonna let it play about 1 minute. Y'all get funky about 1 minute. I'm gonna let the 85% send me in a hook or something. Joe, don't cut this shit out. You be leaving everything in that bitch. Leave the shit in there this time.
Slap me in the face with a breast. Slap me in the face with a motherfucking breast. Slap me in the face with a motherfucking breast. My face was nothing but a motherfucking face.
Uh oh.
Don't even know what's going on.
Uh oh. Know what that means. You know what that means. Cut it, guys. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller. Holding it down like motherfucking safety pants. You know who we got in here with us today. You could just look around the room and tell it's going to be a magnificent affair.
Right.
We got the hood's favorite news reporter in here
and
holding
look,
it down.
And look, Mike crack.
There he is.
If you will.
Hood News at 6.
Woo!
Even though the shit don't come on at 6. That's what's so hood about it.
That's right. It comes on at any time. You never know what you're going to get. Might catch a rat bucking a squirrel in a Doritos bag. But it's all hood shit. It's all hood shit. You know, it's some shit to report, you know.
And of course, we got America's favorite Asian lady.
Hey, y'all.
Lovely Mimi.
Cool motherfucker.
What's up, girl?
I bought you a gift, Carlos.
Appreciate it. Motherfucking Mimi, you're so thoughtful.
She's awesome.
She brought me some chips and a bath bomb, some chocolate. All type. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my, you look nice when I get some pussy kit. She got some ball soap. You can wash your balls.
Some Dove for your ass.
Yeah, man. Some chocolate. Hell
the fancy chocolate.
Hell yeah.
The fancy chocolate.
Hell yeah. I know a girl who named her baby that shit.
Yeah, the good shit.
Ferrero Rocher. I know a bitch named Ferrero Rocher. And all that type of good shit. Thank you, lovely Mimi.
You're welcome.
You're always a lovely guest.
Because, you know, sometimes people bring me stuff, so I think it's
good. What you been up to?
And he's got a bag
of
goodies.
I listened to you from last time.
Okay.
I did a nail tour, so I've been doing a nail tour for a minute. And now I'm back.
You brought my little percentage?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bet.
It's in that bag.
What the fuck?
She bought him a percentage and it's in the bag. I'm going to tell you.
She made a bag and brought me a little bag.
I tried to just get a bag Wednesday, so that means she's got him a bag. I'm going to tell you. Got a lot of selectables in the bag. You know, in the hood, they call it niggables. If you will.
Mimi, I'm glad you came today. It's a lot of shit going on.
Thank you.
Social media.
I've been
I know
sick.
You've seen it. I know you. This is some good ass week. When they break your words up. Oh my God. Yeah, today they had social media in a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Aisha.
Aisha
Curry says she want to feel sexy.
Yeah.
To everybody. She don't give a fuck about no husband.
Something that really bothers me and like honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves, but me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then,
you
like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
you're
me?
Not,
like,
you're not looking.
What?
She still want to get hollered at.
I understand.
She want to be told. Perfect. She want to be told that aspect, that them titties is titillating. I mean, I understand, but
is still,
see what happened? Black men too faithful. We're too faithful. We smothering these women with our love.
Black men don't cheat.
Smother.
Say it again.
Look at Steph Curry. This man out here, a God-fearing man. He go to church. He read Bible verses.
Every
he riding in his shoes. All his kids look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Don't none of his set. You ain't never seen him with no side bitch.
No.
He come to Atlanta. Don't even go to Magic City. No, he be wanting to go.
Yeah.
Just be at the crib. Watching Peppa Pig and shit, and going to bed at 9:30. Being a father and shit, eating vegetables. You know he eat pussy with the light on.
He's a house nigger.
Come on, man. Man, what she said, my heart went out to him first.
Oh, shit.
Because I know the nigga did everything he was supposed to do.
Yeah,
so, Mimi, you somebody's wife, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Yo, don't look at me like that.
I am. And I understand where she's coming from.
What you
I do.
Mean?
I know America don't understand where she's coming from.
Help
but
me.
I do.
I don't have a wife.
I do. What don't you understand about it?
Why are you still trying to be sexy? You taking her.
Well, she got everything. I understand. She got everything. She got a faithful man. He got a lot of money. He got all this. He's, you know, not cheating, all that stuff. But I understand where she's coming from because I've been married for 10 years. She's been married for 10 years.
Right.
Quite frankly, I don't get hit on either.
Damn.
I want to get hit on like crackheads.
That's because everybody knows you're somebody's wife.
I don't get on like nobody else with crackheads at the gas station.
But what we look like is men out here trying to holler at somebody's wife.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because
that,
well respected.
That'll be kind of fucked up to be trying to holler at somebody married. I mean, that shit'll be kind of rude as shit.
It would. I mean, it is. Now, part of this is Steph Curry's fault.
That'll be
now.
Life shocking and heartbreaking and all that shit.
Part of this is his fault. He did get her pregnant throughout her entire 20s. She got pregnant. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
How many kids again?
Three. Shit, it take a lot. That's a lot of pregnancy.
That's
like 30 months. That's fed time.
Oh, shit.
Some niggas get caught with an ounce of cocaine and only have to do 30 months. And they come home with a lot of stories. So she probably missed out on some prime whole real estate.
A lot of prison stories.
She need to go find something to do with herself. That's it.
Well, I mean, hell.
Damn. But when your wife on national... Well, on a national platform and tell her she welcome all this side dick. You know she been getting all kind of
she
dick pictures all
it.
Day.
I don't.
She probably had to turn the Snapchat off. You know the
she
Snapchat.
Don't want to cheat.
Snapchat got jack off videos and everything.
Right.
Oh, cause niggas don't have no sympathy no more. Say no more.
That's
here
right.
You go right here. Pull me.
Raw and uncut and
come
unadulterated.
On.
That's
come
what
on.
They call
that's
it. So raw and uncut
she don't
and unadulterated.
She just want attention. That's it. She gotta go find attention from somewhere else.
What kind of attention does she need?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
She
what
just
kind
wanna
of
feel
attention?
Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like he has women thrown at her. Maybe she's not always on the internet or she don't have this. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes women just wanna be like, oh, bad shorty, you bad as hell.
So what
you
is he supposed to do about all this hypothetical pussy that's been thrown his way? It's just hypothetical pussy.
But he's a basket. It's always gonna be thrown. It's always gonna be thrown. She just want attention. That's it. She just wanna be.
That's what any man that's good at some shit. It don't matter what you good at. You gonna get some pussy if you do it good enough.
That's right. You're
you, man.
Gonna...
You could be the motherfucking manager at KFC. You'll have three bitches coming down on your ship to eat wings and shit with you.
That's right. You can even be a fucking Uber rider.
Come on, man.
You
think the Uber man ain't pulling bitches all day?
That's right. Pulling up and he's down.
They already need a ride.
He's memorizing the addresses, rounding back on the rats.
Man, what?
You remember me yesterday? I gave you a ride to Walmart.
That's what I'm telling you.
I gave
him
a ride to Walmart.
You gave him a ride to Walmart. And he remembered the address, put it in, and got there in 20 minutes.
Man, once you excel at what you do, pussy is easy. That's why I don't understand why niggas be stressed over pussy. You go.
It's free. It's free. Just call the number.
No,
at the bottom
that,
of the
no. Screen. Y'all just sound like y'all fuck anything now.
No, we don't. I've been blessed in the pussy department. I have got some top-notch grade A pussy. I ain't got some pussy so magnificent. I don't
I
even
just
feel like
street,
pussy.
I just got the street version.
Get?
I just got the street version.
What kind of EBT?
I haven't got the EBT pussy. That's all I got. I'm trying to get some of that Hollywood shit, you know.
You ain't no high quality shit.
That's why I'm here.
Yet,
I'm trying to see
trying
what
to
I can see what I can round up.
You be hitting them bitches who big at the top, though.
Yeah. Big bitches,
small at the bottom.
It'd be big at the top.
Yeah.
The butt look like a pussy.
Yeah.
The front and the back.
One's
right?
Got the little kangaroo pouch in the front.
Yeah.
Is it a pussy?
A brush strap hang off like
you know,
overall.
Ass
yeah,
in the front, pussy in the back. You know.
Are you hitting them with that front ass?
Yeah. You call them front end.
Oh man, that's disgusting.
I won't tell you.
I can't condone this shit.
Help you, man.
It's all love.
We gonna get you some pussy after this show.
Much love to all the ladies who got that front ass.
She's gonna turn me on.
If you got a front ass, leave a comment. Don't be embarrassed of your front ass, lady.
I had a front ass.
What happened to it?
I sucked that bitch off and I threw it away.
You threw it away?
Front ass.
You
I
did show up looking like a whole new monster.
I'm awesome.
Let us see the new you.
We trying to, oh shit.
This is what crack does in 30 days.
Shut the fuck down.
So if you want to get on that stimulus packet, make sure you hit that number at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to tell you, we got flow for days.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with
you? Just told them bitches to do crack. Gonna do it.
Don't do crack.
So Mimi said,
crack. My last podcast, I was big.
Holler at your nearest local neighborhood pharmacist and tell them you want a 20 or a 50. I don't know. What do you prefer, Mimi?
I don't know, like
25. 25, she said.
We do not condone the use of drugs.
Kids, don't do drugs. I will tell you, adults, make sure you do it outside of the home.
What? This is not drugs. This is weed. But hold on. You was helping me understand how this lady still wanted to be sexy to other people. I thought she was off the market.
Cool. Just because you're off the market doesn't mean you not like want to be sexy. You don't.
Well, what's
you
know the point of getting like, married then?
Attention. Marriage just means I'm a one dick bitch. Okay, so I fuck one dick. That's it.
But you can do all the other shit.
I get multiple pussies.
So that means when you marry. So basically, what that means is when you marry. You, what you're saying is when you marry, you basically. Can
see, this is an exclusive situation.
No, this is with women. With women, nothing ever, no matter what a man do, no matter how perfect you are, how much you pay, nothing is ever enough for a woman. Because why? We're emotional creatures. She is the living proof that no matter how good a man is, nothing is enough for women.
You hear that, fellas? Quit trying to be something. These women want you to not be shit. They love a nigga who ain't shit.
They do love ain't shit.
Fuck her friends.
That's right.
Get her pregnant and block her.
That's right, fellas. That's right.
Take her homegirl on vacation.
Don't call her back.
Quit all your jobs right now today. Quit all your jobs.
Women love taking care of rogue motherfuckers.
Well, I heard that.
Shit.
Which one of y'all trying to take care of?
Good luck.
My cash app is a -20.
I didn't know that was possible.
Hey, I'm looking for all the beautiful women that want to get with the broke niggers. Here I am.
Damn.
Here I am.
Hold on, Mimi. You might have unlocked the matrix on that one. What? Why is that?
Because we're women, we're creatures, we're emotional. So just because it's enough of this part, it's still lacking at this part. It's always never going to be enough. Like, just because I have all the clothes in the world, I still want jewelry. I got all the jewelry. Okay, I still want my hair done. Well, every week is something new with women. The, you know, the hormones or some shit like that. But, you know.
So what you got to say about that, Carlos?
She just has to put that shit into something else. Go take
I'm
a
tired
nice
of
picture.
Women
go
trying,
feel,
to,
go,
women always trying to convince us they only getting one dick.
That's right.
I only get one dick.
They'll tease you. They'll fucking put on shit to antagonize you, make you slob, dribble, all that shit, you know, all that good shit. You know, then when you try to holler, here comes their neck or just come out of nowhere, hey. You know, and that's unfair, you know, because I thought she was
not unfair.
Look at what she's, you know, look at what she got on. I mean, hell.
What? I look like I'm about to go scuba diving. Fuck you.
You do.
Scuba diving. Scuba diving. Shit.
Damn. So this is where we at with it, man. Fellas, how would you feel if your wife was getting a lot of side pussy and not sharing it with you? Hit us on the comments and let us know. That is so stingy.
Side pussy.
Yeah, you just said you get a lot of pussy and
all
then you did
together,
this.
All together, honey. Everything together. We share.
Oh.
Yeah. We share together.
How often do y'all get pussy? Is this weekly or like once a month?
Okay.
How much pussy do you need to keep your marriage together?
It's not keeping it together.
I'm just saying to keep everybody happy. It's like having snacks in the house. If ain't no, like, damn, we ain't no pussy in them.
You know,
want
your pussy. There you go. I'm trying to give you
show. So is it like
tuna fish and crackers, you know?
Well,
which one do y'all have at y'all house more? Fruity Pebbles or pussy?
I prefer the pussy. And a little bit of
what's the pussy
pebbles.
Schedule?
Which pussy schedule is odd?
Is it as needed?
Drunken nights. You know, not as needed. I think it's a out of town thing or.
You ever brought a bitch home your husband didn't like?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, my kids in that sleep. Can you and this bitch with the broad shoulders keep it down?
What the fuck he say? When a bitch not looking, he be like,
Where the hell this nigga here come from?
Hey, bro, wouldn't it be fucked up your lady go out drinking and come home and say, baby, I brought a bitch for her, and then she bring a stud.
A stud, hey.
Man, the whole party is
you remember that fucking joke,
the whole party. She butt naked with a tank top and some boxes on.
Oh, shit. Hold on, baby.
You don't remember that joke?
Where the people from?
That's as naked as she
right.
gonna get.
Right.
Tank top and boxes.
Oh, hold on, man.
And then she starts stalking the dildo.
She come walking in there.
He said, bitch, you can't even feel that shit.
She come walking in with that motherfucking tank. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute, bro.
That'd be so funny.
You start hitting the stud, you start hitting the stud from the back, and she turned around and, Cole, you be fucking out of there. Not saying that. Pussy is not. Stop saying that. That's propaganda. Not for you, but for him. No, it's not. He had big pussy. We gotta stop this myth right now. The difference between pussy is not just pussy. That's right. Now that is a goddamn lie, and it stops today.
It stops right goddamn now. I'm sick of hearing this shit.
You can clarify that. It's a difference.
Come on now.
It's a lot of speculating going on.
It's two different kinds. It's a positive and a negative out here.
Just like a battery.
Hey, it's some pussy out here that can clear up your skin like you went to the dermatologist.
There was some terrible ones. Dry.
Then there's some pussy in here that'll get you 5 years
on an
aggravated assault charge.
I'm telling you.
Don't perpetuate that.
I don't like hairy pussy.
I do.
I don't.
Don't never throw it away. Give me that.
Don't.
You're throwing away the good part.
No.
A little bit
you
of
like
both.
Hair? You're
throwing
you
away
like
the
hair?
Good part.
A little bit of both.
You like a little,
it
you
varies,
like the landing ship?
It varies.
I don't like bald pussy. It feels too, it's like it's too new to me. Like, nah,
like
this pussy ain't been through nothing.
I'd be quick about that, huh?
Nah, I need
like
a, I want an adult pussy. Can I get a, I want a whole grown woman vagina.
That's right. You gotta have a little hair
I feel
hair
like
on
pussy
that
with
shit.
Some hair on it have a name, like Louise or something.
You gotta have a little hair on that shit, because when it's bald, you feel like you're raping some shit.
Y'all like choking on hair.
I ain't feel like that, but goddamn, it's too extreme.
No, so you like, why do y'all like hair? You don't even have hair on your, you don't even have mustache.
Shit.
You don't even have facial hair to be.
I get it trimmed
up. Hairy pussy.
So I can eat the pussy.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't want the hair to get in the way and kill
all
the juices.
I bring my own hair to the pussy.
I don't, you know, I want the hair to get in the way and kill all the juices. See, I'm on a diet. Pussy juice and cigarettes, all right?
Both of them going to kill you.
I'm on a diet. Straight diet. Pussy juice and cigarettes.
You'll be dead in no time fucking with them cigarettes.
Hey, Mo, ew.
Get the juice or go.
Pussy juice and cigarettes.
That sounds like a dope ass mixtape.
Cool.
That's right. That's, hey, that's gonna be the new mixtape. Me and Little Baby Pistol Starter on the way. Stay tuned.
You need a T-shirt that say "Pussy Juice and Cigarettes."
That's right. Pussy Juice and Cigarettes. We gonna get one. We
pussy
gonna get
hair
the whole
has
staff
contamination,
one.
Y'all.
So
there's like toilet tissue, lint pieces.
So what you think a bald pussy doing? Just being clean all day.
It's slid off. It's bald. It's clean. There's no hair. You can't catch contamination. You can't catch anything. Like this hair. Collect.
I feel like bald pussy don't have no identity. Like, who is this pussy?
You ever wipe your ass?
You
okay.
Can't identify.
Yeah, I like, who is this pussy?
It's hard to identify, you know?
When you wipe your ass, have you ever had toilet paper stuck on your hair?
That you still, what does that have to do with?
Now, imagine that on a pussy hair. That's fucking gross. Nobody wants to do new pieces.
What?
I don't know.
If you got pussy, if you got toilet paper stuck to your pussy, you just a nasty bitch, or you got a greedy vagina.
Yeah, because I mean, I thought you're supposed to wipe.
Just slap them off.
Whatever.
Can't you just slap them off?
You know, you get that.
Let's ask the ladies. Can't you just slap off toilet
paper? Who got pussy hair?
You have to pull them.
Y'all bitches better not get pussy.
Nobody's gonna admit it because you slandered it.
No, I didn't.
No, you created an unsafe environment. Well, not want nobody admit it. You already hated on it.
I mean, me, the last chick I was with, she used baby wipes. She didn't even use tissue.
Look, the last time I let my pussy hair grow, the fucking hair was poking through my leggings.
Well, that's that's your own.
So that means you have
coarse ass pubic.
You have poor
pussy. Let me see. My pussy hair fell like that. Oh, sharp ass pussy hair.
See? Do y'all see this?
I will tell you,
hold
that's
on.
Hard.
Wait a minute. Y'all see this? You see how happy everybody in this room got when you started talking about pussy?
Man,
it was smiles on everybody's face in here. Everybody was happy.
From ear to ear.
Everybody was laughing and slapping shoulders. Pussy. dusty, and it's paper stuck to it.
It's like a billionaire conversation.
Come on, man. That shit brought us all together as a unit.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to tell you guys, stop killing each other.
Oh, my God.
Come together with pussy, man. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, it's saving lives out here, guys.
You do?
Shit. You don't hear crackheads dying and shit every day.
Yeah, man.
But I think I want to.
But I didn't see how they traveled around the room. It felt like Christmas in there.
It tastes like hairy pussy.
I love hairy pussy. Much love to all the ladies
who work a lot all the women
and don't have time
pussy.
To shave their pussy all the time.
That's jail pussy. The only much time love. I had a hairy pussy is in jail. When I'm locked up, yes, this shit is woofing.
Shout out to all the ladies that ever wanted to get their pussy waxed.
They don't give out razors.
And your lip got swole because she ripped it off too far.
No.
How long was you in jail?
They don't give razors in the care packages in jail?
No.
Hold on. How long was you in there?
Shit.
I have 4 years on and off.
God damn. So your pussy probably was really woofing.
Yeah.
Damn. And, no see, wonder you don't
I'm
like
Asian,
this
shit. But I'm Asian, so I don't get the little fro. I got the long hair, pussy hair.
Damn.
So just
hold on.
God damn.
I just realized something.
I inches, bitch. I have bundles of pussy hair.
Me and this now bitch this looking like 6'9".
Bundles,
she's got bundles on
I'm
her.
I'm in that bitch and I braid my hair.
Tekashi.
So what kind of bundles? So what kind of bundles do you grow
we
down
there? We fucked up now. She gonna tell everything.
Right, it's fucking Trey Wade.
This nigga done got out early. He got his body done.
He got his body done.
Can't trick me. I ain't
shouts
that high.
Out to Mimi, man. Hey. This shit here is hilarious.
Hell yeah, you really know how to light up a room, Mimi.
I mean, you.
But
really
you never
do.
Told us how often y'all get pussy at your house.
Right.
How do you skip right over that?
How often does it go down in there?
When I drunk, you know.
So like every other day.
Yeah. No, bitch, no.
You be drunk a lot.
I mean,
let's say once every 3 months, once a month.
That is not
depending
a,
on
that's four. That's four pussies
no,
a year.
No, because
and you said not, you said it like you really you can accidentally no, fuck four bitches a year. Not, wow, like you really was just spoiling right. this man over I mean, there. That's like
no, okay, okay, okay.
So y'all
no.
hit four bitches. Wow, wow, wow.
It slowed down. It
what
slowed
was
down.
That? A great night or like a crazy year? What the wow.
Oh shit!
Wow.
No, it's slow down. Like you know, like every couple wants to do a threesome, but a lot of time they don't know how. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten to the point I feel like.
So you do threesomes?
Yeah, threesomes.
But see, a lot of people don't fuck good enough to do threesomes.
Not the other way. Not the other way.
You got to be a good fucking person to do. Like you got to know how to fuck the shit out of the person you've been fucking first. Y'all don't want to show up.
Just watch a porno.
In a threesome. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't show up in the threesome and y'all don't have no good fucking chemistry. Like,
that's right.
If you're gonna be inviting somebody to some shit, y'all got to really be on the same page. You can't just be like, I don't know what this bitch really into.
You gotta know what's going on. No, before a lot of couples want to do the shit, but they don't know how. Just like before we ever did it, it was like, well, how do we find a girl? Like, how do we even start this? How do I know she's
so
on the same page?
So you guys go
you
internet searching and shit?
No. Like, I don't know how it happened. And then it happened. But then once, like, I guess, like, club hostess became more and just became more popular, like, it got to a point where it was a lot easier. Bitches was just throwing themselves at me. You know, I can look at a girl. I can't look at guys. Like, y'all don't attract me for some fucking reason. Like,
well, you know, it was great having you on this bitch. We wish you much success.
I mean, like a woman
whatever you got coming up, man, give us some shit to walk now.
I'm gonna go get my pussy down.
You don't really just make my dick jump like that
she
either. You know,
go get a pussy down.
Like, it's not like I'm at the crib. Like I want to fuck a bitch with some pink hair.
I mean, you know what I mean? She's
straight.
Going to get her shit cornrow.
Braid. Oh, there goes the titty. Turn it up. What was y'all saying earlier? Somebody slapped the face with titty.
Oh, hit me in the chest with a breast.
Hit me in the chest with a breast.
Hit me in the chest with a breast.
There's a lot of shit going on in the world, man.
Say less.
How your nail salon's going?
That's right.
Honey, pull up to the nail salon. Okay, I'm not working this month, but all my girls are good. So bring your mamas, your brother, I mean, not your brothers. Yeah, your brothers, if he like getting his nails done. Your aunties, side chick, baby mama, whatever you want to bring,
that's
whatever
right.
you like. Go see Ming. Hey, Ming. That's my cousin. If I'm not there, you can go see her. You can see all of the girls. Support our businesses. Everybody good up in this motherfucker.
Y'all all do nails?
Nope.
Just you? Well, we got the nail people in the building tonight.
So I got a quick question for Mimi. in your nail shop now, so if they come through with seven fingers, do you guys still give them, you know, do you guys give them that, do they still have to pay the full price, or do you guys give them a discount?
Damn.
Okay, I have a five finger or less policy. So, you
real?
Got missing fingers, you still got a hand. So, that got y'all, shit to you do with have,
what if you only
but if
got...
you come in with one motherfucking hand, you know?
That's right.
You do it for me?
Yeah.
I charge you half price. That's half, you know? But if you two, mm-mm.
See, y'all play too much. I recently met a bad bitch who really didn't have a lot of fingers.
What? Recently met a bitch.
Yeah, she was bad.
What happened to her fingers?
Fat. I don't know. I didn't ask because she was fine.
I mean,
it's not my business.
I mean, she had all her fingers, but her shit was just, you know, like, curved. You know, kind of curved.
Hey, bro,
like,
that's the thing.
Y'all
some
go
women
help.
Be.
I ain't joining
some ladies insecure about their disabilities.
Yeah, but
I
want
to be there. I want to use my platform to say this right now.
You know, I want
somebody to still fuck you, man.
I want to inspire them. You know,
that ass still fat.
You know, yeah.
Even though you got the little arm, you got a fat ass on both sides. That ass.
That shit look. We can still make.
God gave. It's not a disability. It's a challenge.
That's right.
Yeah. So now you got
turkey wing challenge.
Come on, man. Shout out to the dudes who got that little wing, and you still getting some.
You just fold that little bitch back like this in. You put in a doggy style. You fold that little bitch.
You got to get
like
creative with it.
You get creative. You know what I'm saying?
You got to keep a phone in that bitch.
And what really makes
you just got to act like you're on your phone all the time.
And what really makes some, you know, and what really makes some moan, you know, I realize what really makes a moan is when you take that little arm and you throw it back there and you know fuck with the fingers while you're hitting it from the back.
Not the
you know.
Fingers.
Yeah, you adjust the fingers a little bit. You
know. They don't even open all the way up.
They don't open all the way. You know, just
ain't blowing me, dog.
You know, I mean, shit. But
once y'all don't want, hold up. This is what y'all don't understand. We have fans who have disabilities and they be watching this shit and they be fucking. They be telling us. Shout out to the nigga who had the bed that laid all the way down with the lights under that
shouts
bitch.
Out to all my disabled, shouts out to all my disabled fans, man. I mean, if y'all willing to turn
especially
it
when y'all got a good like sense of humor with it, shit is amazing. Like, because I'm not the type of person, like when I see it, y'all notice for a fact all my friends, or if y'all even met me during these nail tours and stuff like that, I don't have a filter and I say a lot of things right off my head.
Hey.
But I never try to make anybody feel offense to it.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm saying. We live in that due day and time, man.
I'm not going to be the one that talks about
don't be embarrassed of your shit. It is what
embrace
it is.
Embrace that
man.
Shit.
Embrace that
one of
shit.
My, one of my classes in New York, I had a girl came to take one of my class and she came in a wheelchair and she had one leg. So I'm not about to look at her leg all night, you know what I'm saying, and not want to touch her. Yeah, that's such a leg. My leg jokes, but you know
what? So you mean tell me
you what the fuck is wrong with
shut
you?
Shut the fuck up, but what the fuck? Y'all all know she's in a
so
wheelchair.
So you mean tell me you just seen this woman just rolling in a wheelchair?
No, they actually put her up. Okay, she came to class. She took my nail class. She took my nail class. And I'm not just there. I'm the type of person, like I said. I say what's on my mind, but I don't mean any offense, you know what I'm saying?
I like the way she think, because you don't need no fucking leg.
Because I'm not going to
do no goddamn nails.
She don't. So I was making jokes.
You don't.
You don't. You just fucking sit there and do nails. But I had so much fun with her. She told me her story, what had happened to her, and watching her get in and out of the car and driving 4 hours to come see me
right.
on one dope. Leg. Like,
that
it was
dope,
like, bro. You are fucking amazing.
She came
like,
to kick
you're
it with
fucking
you.
Fucking amazing. Like, I just thought it was so beautiful. Like, so you got to go through all this shit every day just to get in your car because what happened to you?
Right.
So, I don't know, but I loved it. And I had to play with her legs, so squishy. She had you're these stupid. Leather pants on. Her knee was big as shit, right? Yeah. And she had these leather pants on. It just tied up, rolled up, was tucked under. So I want to touch that girl. I was like, hey. That girl like a titty. That girl like a big ass titty. Her
what the fuck is wrong with you, Mimi? You will say any goddamn thing.
No,
welcome back to the 85 South Show, where lovely Mimi will rub on your disabled leg like a big titty. This is so fucked up. Every week we come in this show, it get looser.
I loved her. She was so sweet. And then I pushed her around in her wheelchair, and I did like circles. Y'all don't want to see the video?
No.
Well, you know my favorite part.
It's a privacy. About, don't play it.
My favorite part about hood
they
news.
Might sue us.
My who favorite part about
hood news.
She might just see you on here and sue you and be like,
you know,
no,
I get
stop.
The,
you don't
I get
have
the,
her permission.
You know, I get to touch, you know, the most exciting parts, Mimi, is that I get to touch Brenda, Ernie, and Tony
What?
Crack pipe. Who? Brenda, Ernie, and Tony.
Who the fuck is they?
Those are the crackheads.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's their names?
Brenda, Ernie, and Tony.
Brenda, Ernie, and Tony.
Yeah, Brenda, Ernie, and Tony. Yeah. They're always up to some shit. And they're always up to different shit, you know. They're always browsing through shit. I remember one time I was on the scene.
They were
smoking crack. But it was, you know, it was a horrific scene. I mean, I've never seen a fucking crackhead hit a whole 50 on a crack pipe and bring that bitch down to a $10 guy. I mean, that's awesome.
In one pull?
In one pull. I've seen them take it down.
When did you start covering the hood news?
I mean, I started covering it since...
We have a real interview. My bad.
It's been 4 years since I've been doing it, and I mean, hell.
What was your first story that you covered?
Oh, the first story that I ever covered, man, it was wild shit. I was in Savannah. I was in my hometown.
You're from Savannah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Where those hooligans are. Shots out to you guys. All right.
The hooligans?
I was down in Savannah. I was right on Skidaway and Victory Drive. I was headed home, and, you know, I was always, you know, doing hood news impersonations and shit. And I was riding down the street, and this white lady ran into a fucking palm tree, and I'd seen it firsthand. I swear to God, I seen it firsthand. But
was she all right?
Found out she was drunk as shit. She had a whole bottle in the car. A wine. She had some red wine in the car. You know, she hit that shit pretty hard. Airbag came out. So I told my folks, I said, hey, pull this fucking truck over. I'm going to get this here story. You know, shots out to the voodoo chips or whatever. But,
nigga, you high. That nigga is high, man.
But I'm going to tell you, but the first story, I'm going to tell you. Guys, I'm going to tell you, I'm that high as a high, fucking man. Can of crab meat on sale. But hey, it's all love, but I'm going to tell you.
Hey, man, play me some music because we high. Play me some high music, school, bro.
But then I got high.
The 85
this
South Show.
This shit loud as shit. You hear this?
Coming to you live, motherfucker. Shout out to City Trends.
I need some candy. I'm mad as shit. I spent all
shout
my
out to City Trends. You fuck with City Trends?
I do all day.
Am I going to deal with y'all? Because y'all been getting City Trend deals. Like, what's good?
Yeah, we about to get our own do-rag line with City Trends.
I see all y'all on City Trends. I'm like, look.
I'm talking about
Rainbow.
I need to know. City Trends.
City Trends. We fuck with City Trends, bro. We doing this for free just because we fuck with
them. Does City Trends have like a song?
No, but this is the thing. City Trends is reaching back to the hood. They starting to see all the baby mamas and shit in there. And they like, these are our consumers. We want to go direct to the consumer.
That's right.
And then I came to them and I was like, you know what? I want my own do-rag line. And they was like, let's see what we can do. Let's talk about it. Let's get on the phone Monday.
You ain't got no hair, Carlos. But
it doesn't matter.
What?
You don't understand.
Let me see your head. You ain't got no way.
You don't understand what a do-rag means to the black community.
Do-rag
it's a mindset.
Real soon all right, by Carlos. My way. I'm going to tell you guys, it's going to be a real...
you a hater.
I'm telling you, Carlos.
I didn't say shit when you were teaching the lady.
That's coming out. That's going to be fire shit. All the baby mamas.
Say it.
All the baby daddies are going to be able to wear. Even your firstborn children are going
to
be able to wear.
Rolled up hat line, condom hat line.
Yeah, this is what you call a condom skelly.
The hat into the L's.
Yeah, it's a condom skelly. Stick my hand in.
That's why you look dusty as a motherfucker.
Dive right in.
That's why I got lip balm. Like, they rub around the fucking walls and shit.
It's one of those hood trapathons.
You know how your swimsuit turn out after you swim by the side of the
trapathons, if you will.
Hold on, I just need to ask a question. What? This song is reminding me of.
Where are you going?
What the fuck is y'all talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about your
what
new bag.
What the fuck is y'all talking about?
And then we started talking about his ugly ass little hat.
Me.
Then he got
shots at y'all. All got something on your head. Because I'm gonna tell you guys,
City Trends. What's good, City Trends? Your
they're
girl.
Sponsoring the, you want they're me sponsoring
my,
the.
Imagine baby. If I was sitting here with City Trends. Oh, hey.
I'm a big City fan Trends. Of City Trends all day.
City Trends, honey. Bossa Nova. Oh, can't say that, right? Can I say that?
You can say whatever you want.
But you ain't let me show the video.
Show the video. Fuck it. Show the video, Mimi.
I tried to give me some.
Because you done had a fucking attitude.
Is this my girl?
Ever since you brought this video shit up. Yes. In other news.
I see her leg is like a titty. Hi. We had so much fun. She was happy.
These motherfuckers are crazy, man.
She was happy.
But that's just how the 85 South Show goes in the trap living.
See the fucking video? Just lead.
Shout out to the young lady in the wheelchair.
Shout out to Journey Love Hurts. That was my boo.
Yeah.
See, I sit here in a wheelchair after class. So much fun. She's such a good sport.
And how many people came to take your nail class?
This one was 11. New York was the bigger one. The one with the smallest one is like 3. You know, or there's always like 2-3 people that pay. Y'all balling on y'all tasks.
You about to get back on Love & Hip Hop?
Y'all ladies, no. Y'all beautiful ladies gave her a few, the lady in the wheelchair, did y'all give her a manicure and pedicure?
You stupid. You fucked up. She can get us a hair.
Your part of one leg, and your part of one leg, and it's all about you.
Hey, man. My name is Carlos Miller, and I have to get some better friends. Hood News at 6. And lovely Mimi are terrible people.
No, the fuck we not.
You see the type of.
Inner voodoo chips.
See the type of behavior they have.
Get the fuck out of my chips. Get the fuck out of my chips. I didn't realize he's eating my chips.
I stole like 2 of them out of my bag.
Ain't it about face told the whole story about some fucking one leg shit. If you would y'all.
Hey man, that's some hood shit.
Hey, this thing showed me the video and I'm steady eating that shit. Like, hey man,
that's some ghetto shit.
Oh, no.
Only project niggas will steal chips from people they don't know.
He matches.
Oh shit, that's that Illuminati shit.
Shut up.
That is fucked up. Your shirt is the exact same as that bag.
Y'all see your shirt?
I don't know voodoo though.
Look.
Hey man.
Voodoo chip bag looking ass. I'm gonna call your ass voodoo. Fuck off me.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, this lady here is hell. I'm gonna tell you, she's hell on the scale, if you will. But could you tell us, Mimi? So, hey, I'm a big fan of City Trends. I'm gonna tell you, I tell the people all the time. I don't care how you get the bag. I don't care if you're stealing out of Walmart.
Family Dollar, what?
City Trends. DMV. It's all getting the bag.
Remember,
hell,
you know I used to go to the DMV for my nails. All the DMV people gonna get that shit. So we got stores like City Trends, all cheap, cool little outfits, like little matching outfits and little like African jeans and stuff. You know, Africans stay with them lit designer jeans and shit.
With the zippers and shit.
All that shit. They got all that shit. Covenants. I think that's where it
is. That's where you used to shop?
For Mon Mills.
For real? Were you stealing out of there or you just shopping?
It was too cheap to steal. I was boiling.
Oh.
2 cups full of shit.
You ain't no Shuts real nigga if you ain't never stole an outfit from somewhere.
For my news.
Much love to everybody who's ever gotten fresh in somebody else's shit.
Shouts out to all the boosters, shoplifters.
I feel like I always look better in my friend's clothes than I do in my clothes.
That's fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Now your friends ain't gonna let you borrow shit because they heard you say
cute.
That.
I let my friends all go in my closet and go, because I'm one of those people who have a bunch of clothes and I never got nothing to wear.
Wow.
I just stand in there and stare at all my clothes. I got shit.
If you're one of those people that people let borrow shit and they don't want back, you're a nasty motherfucker. Yeah, then you don't have to laugh because it's true. You're nasty. If you borrow some shit and they don't want it back, you're just a nasty motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
You're known for being an extra sweaty. It's not even that you stink, you just smell funny. You can keep it. I'm good. I don't want it back. Hey, let me borrow that.
Hell no. I don't even want to wear that shit no more.
Your pillows stink.
I don't even want to wear it. You can keep that shit. Hell nah, fam.
My boys ain't getting no sleep because the pillow stink.
Hell nah, you can keep that, fam.
That's
shit
fucked
smell
up.
Like...
Oh, look. It's smell like it's like one of them videos, like you found your soulmate. This is a great chip commercial.
85 South Show.
Voodoo.
Voodoo. You need to sell voodoo chips on the block.
Good podcast for motherfuckers voodoo, who take like selfies eating chips.
Look at this voodoo. Look at that voodoo.
Hold up. This picture funny as a motherfucker. Look, zoom in voodoo. On this bitch.
That's right, guys. If you want you a bag of voodoo chips, make sure you log on to the website right now to get you a bag of voodoo chips. And we'll send you a bag of personal voodoo chips to your doorstep. I'm going to tell you.
Hey, you
only one bag.
Yeah.
These shits are high as hell. There's
shout out to everybody who's been coming to the live shows, man, supporting the 85 South Show.
Y'all fucking lit.
You think so?
Can we make some noise? Fuck! Y'all fucking lit.
You think we lit?
Y'all think y'all lit?
You think we lit.
I'm telling y'all lit. Fuck you, y'all fucking lit.
For real?
Y'all fucking shows are lit. It's It's lit.
You know why, though?
It's fucking funny. It's good.
You know why?
Settings. It's good.
Because we have the best fans. I want to go to a live one, though. It's the fans who make the shows lit.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I need to sit my ass in one of those. I always sit my ass in the trap house, but I'm so glad this trap house bigger than all that trap motherfucker trap house. You had me in the closet over there last time and that shit. And then your fucking walls started falling
you,
on me.
We moving you up.
We moving on up.
You'll be at the live show in no time.
That's right. We're going to right, the top.
Let me be in some air shit. So glad we out of the closet. We made our way to the living room.
Yeah.
Y'all easy. Walls fell on me last time. Remember that?
Yes.
And I was bigger. I was looking back at me. I was like, damn. Motherfucking shoulder.
You're a whole new bitch now.
Shit.
Like,
that's right. I'm telling you, Mimi.
Bring you back. I don't do crack, y'all. I really don't.
What's new? What did you get?
Yeah, I got some new titties, y'all.
What they do with the old titties?
They took the hard ass. Yeah. If y'all follow my YouTube, it's lovely Mimi. Y'all can see that shit.
For real?
Nah, so.
So how you like your new titties?
Give
it up for Mimi's new titties. Yeah! New titties in the building. Got some new titties. How do you order your new titties? How you order your new titties, Mimi?
New titty alert.
Hold on, wait.
When you go in the doctor, how do you get your new titties?
I got Swiss roll on.
And these are not mosquito bite, folks.
I got Swiss roll on. I do wear Swiss roll all the time anyways.
There you go.
That's right.
My fucking school outfit fell off.
Titty. How you order your new titties? Did like you go in and there's like a set of titties on the wall?
Yeah, no. There are titties
in a
like
or
your
something?
Bath bomb. Where's your bath bomb? So
that's a good
it's gonna
one.
Be like
yeah, I like to know that.
Titties lay like plastic little circle, like water balloons things, and they're gonna be like, you want this titty? They're gonna throw you the titty. You just gonna squeeze and see you like that titty. You put it up to yourself and you be like,
I can see myself with that.
So they
I was throwing them bitches. I was patting them.
So once you found the right titty, you just
so
let
you
them
was
cut you in,
hold on. Yo, you was patting on the titties like produce.
Yeah, like a watermelon. See if it's ripe. Do I want this titty? This is the sound of the titty. You gotta get slapped in the chest. Go back to the song. The slap in the chest, titty, breast, something.
So I got a question though. Mm. Like.
My old titty was hard. My old titty was water bags. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like your original.
Yeah, I had the cheap ones.
How that look? Like no, I'm just.
No,
saying,
they
like,
looked. They looked fine. Like, but internally, my left titty was fucked up. That motherfucking titty was hard. I had no feeling in my left. No, but then I had the nerve to be lit. So my left titty had feeling, but my right titty didn't have feeling, but it was softer.
So that was the disabled.
Yeah, you're gonna like fuck up all your teeth if you suck on this titty.
Oh,
because
shit.
It's really hard. And
what the fuck? Like,
shit. So you mean to tell me I'm gonna crack my goal? Oh shit.
Man. What's a goat?
So how are the new titties? Everything
these
working?
New titties are amazing, they y'all. Lit. The other titties was saline. They
so these are softer
one.
Like
these
Scott
ones
tissue.
I call gummy bears. Okay. Oh. So gummy bears is more expensive.
That's what the titty actually called?
They call gummy bears. Why they're called gummy bears? Okay, so the water bag and the silicone bag, right? If you cut those bags in half, it will leak out. One will leak out water, and the other one will leak out a gel silicone, okay? If that gel silicone leaks into your body, it causes cancer. Right. If the water one leaks, it's okay, because where our body is made of 90% water, okay? So those are the pros and cons, okay, of those two. And then gummy bears came along, right? And gummy bears is like this motherfucking lifesaver, like a gummy bear, right? So a gummy bear
I was going to eat that, but go ahead.
It's okay.
Oh, your hand's fucked up.
You're right. I did high five this voodoo guy a couple of times.
Okay, proceed.
what was I talking about? Titty gummy bear.
Yeah, titty.
Titty gummy bear.
So it's just a whole titty. Nothing leaks.
Yeah. So if you cut the gummy bear in half,
but who will be
it doesn't
cutting
leak.
Up? That's the problem. Why still, are y'all cutting up titties?
You know?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Man, don't be out here cutting up titties. Look, ladies, look at me. I'm just a man who loves titties. My opinion don't mean shit. The titties you got right now do. They'll do. I swear to fucking God, somebody like them. Those you have. I don't give a fuck how you feel about them. Mimi, what advice would you give the ladies who about to buy some new titties? Would you recommend the gummy bear titties?
Yeah, it tastes good.
I mean, shit.
So that means, guys, load up on the gummy bear titties, mm-hmm. if you will.
Hey, man. Well, so when you said some new titties, you
man,
actually
do
meant
whatever the fuck you
some
want. You want some titties, get some titties, you want some ass, get some ass. You want to lose some weight, do some drugs, do some crack. See, I'm joking about the crack, guys, okay? All right?
Me,
yeah,
man.
That's a joke.
Don't get the duck.
Me. What the fuck, man? I thought I was fucked up, but you more fucked up than me.
What the fuck you mean? Yeah, I've been fucked up. I've been on the toilet for like 4 fucking days with diarrhea, fucking throwing up.
What is wrong with you?
She said diarrhea and happened. Throwing up.
I know what it is.
This is
what?
A virus.
Because you ate all that shit on YouTube.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it came back.
Shit,
it just
set
in your shit.
It took forever to come back.
Yeah.
Shit.
You good?
Now sneak I am. Up on That's me. Why I'm here.
That's why you got the jumpsuit on to try to keep all that shit in there.
Yeah.
You leaking. Try to stop the leakage.
Yeah.
Quit twerking. Now we know you got the shitty booty.
Well,
we don't want it to leak out everywhere.
I'm in here twerking your shitty ass on our couch.
So y'all can't tell me about no booty because y'all eat hairy pussy. I'm never gonna get over
we don't
that.
Eat shitty booty.
Yeah, that's
but you eat hairy pussy. That
but we don't eat shitty booty.
It's on the hairy pussy.
No,
the booty is on the
pussy.
Where do you think that fucking pussy hair goes when she sits down? It goes through her booty.
When you sit down,
when you sit down, you can't talk to me about no fucking
shitty booty. You got a shitty booty.
You fucking eat hairy pussy.
You walk around with shitty booty and dance and twerk with shitty booty.
Where I'm from, they call that nannying up.
Huh?
They call that nannying up.
It's the man with the wipes.
It's the police.
The man delivering the baby wipes. Let him in. Shut up, Craig. Don't judge me. I feel like somebody's father in this chair.
When you got long nails, they're like, how do you wipe your ass?
How do you wipe your
ass? You don't. You let that bitch air dry.
You nasty. I knew you. All that ass in it stinks.
That's how you get fungi and all that shit.
You buy one of those from the public restroom, the little air dryer. Make a noise. Make the air dryer noise. And then you just put your ass over.
Wow.
Do it.
If you ever scratched your pussy on your nails, leave me a comment. Shit. I'm going to get back with you.
Somebody just did that recently.
Scratch their pussy.
After you're done, you got to get the air freshener. You got to spray the freshener after you're done.
Spray.
What?
I should just walk the fuck
out. You really made the noise. That was just like it. Hey! Oh shit! Hey, bro, you funny
as
shit.
Oh man.
I should just leave.
It's a fucking circus, man.
You can't control these people.
It's just a fucking circus, man.
That was a little glade right there.
But that's going to get
the
plug in.
This little microphone
is
so cute, I can't get on.
That's better than plug in.
Your titty broke it. Your new titty broke it. He'll try like hell to put that shit on. Just hold it.
Well.
Oh.
I'm not trying.
I've given up. Mimi is fucking crazy, man.
Nope, I hit the J one time.
That's right, I'm from that.
That's what it is, you have.
I'm high as shit.
That's okay.
I don't smoke weed, y'all. Weed is not my kind of drug. I just hit the J.
I'm taking drugs, but I'm going to tell you, niggas, I am not from the States. I am from Nigeria, okay?
You are scamma.
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm the head nigga.
I would like to welcome my new guest to the show. Mimi's titties have decided to be on this episode also. Everybody make Mimi's titties feel welcome.
Get those girls a hand.
Hell yeah. Those titties is new, fresh out the box.
Yes, they are.
Less than 100 miles on
them. They didn't hurt this time at all.
At all?
At all.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Like no pain.
No.
Like it's like they was never even there.
That's right.
I came out that motherfucker life.
For real?
Yeah.
She healed in one day.
I felt refreshed because my titty was fucked up. So the shit, y'all didn't even let me finish the story. So the shit built up. It's like extra tissue built up around your titty because a foreign object is in there. So when they took that shit out, the shit looked like pork chop, like fried pork chop. And it was that was in my titty.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad they got it
I
out.
I feel like we on Dr. Phil. Well, you know.
No, we got to approach this with a certain seriousness because we take titties very seriously.
That's right.
It was fucked up. It was a capsular contracted titty.
Damn.
So at that moment, when did you notice the hard tissue growing in on the inside?
Up the breast caliber.
You know, for a long time, I knew it, but I didn't have no money to fix it.
Absolutely.
But you've been having money. I've seen you with some money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But
you had titty money.
Yeah. But at the moment, I didn't have it. Or I just didn't want to spend it on that. Maybe on that's what it was. Right. And maybe I could ride this shit out. If I massage this shit with Bengay and shit like that, I'd be all right. Arsenia cream,
can't
all
put,
that shit.
Can't put Bengay on the titty.
You know, so I started plotting. I got in a car accident. And I tried to say the seatbelt fucked up my left titty so I can get some money.
Oh, shit.
Fix the left titty. I don't think that ever came through.
Well, I heard if you piss and shit during an accident, you get a little bit more. I don't know. I'm gonna call 1-800-411-PAIN. I'm gonna call 1-800-411-PAIN after this. See if I get a little consultation on
after
that.
After you get hit but through. After you get hit but through.
I'm on stage one after this.
Inches. Atlanta be on a come up with that car insurance.
I was in an accident. I got injured over 80% of my body, and I called John Richard Whitfield. He got my money fast.
That's right. It's your money. Use it when you need. Paul Jackson Massey.
Damn, man. Georgia done outlawed abortions altogether.
Oh,
you
yeah. That shit crazy. Fuck you.
You can't even have a sad bitch no more. That's you got to right. Pull out.
Got to.
They should have called it the pullout bill.
That, hey, the pullout bill. That's what it is.
Now, you know Plan B pill is about to be $3,000.
Oh, shit. So you guys are going to have to sell a little bit more ass and a little bit more pussy. I'm going to tell you. Sell a little bit more of those food stamps.
Pussy is the most dangerous shit on the streets right now.
Damn, that shit's high as crack.
Shit. Pussy is sending people up the creek.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
No evidence. See, all she got to do is say, I don't know what happened. I just woke up and the pussy was missing. What? Ma'am, what was the last place you had this pussy?
What?
I don't remember. I know I had the pussy on me when I went to sleep. But I woke up and I just felt like my pussy was lighter. Like somebody, I don't know if he stole some or played with
so
it.
Then, what are you telling
it felt looser.
So sir, put your hands behind your goddamn back.
They're gonna make
a dude confess to somebody stealing some dick from him. Some lady they gonna find out one of these rich ass ladies been stealing dick too. Right. Tell us what she did. Oh my god, she took off my pants.
So when
the and then she took my thing. What thing? My thing. Don't make me say it. We need to know what she did. Okay. So she took my thing. What thing? My dick. She took my dick, okay? What did she do with it? Oh, don't make me say this. Oh, don't make me say this. We have to know what she did to you so we can help you, sir.
What'd she do?
She took my dick. And then she put it in her mouth. What did she do with it in her mouth? She started slobbing on it and spitting on it. I'm trying to tell her to stop, but she said, I didn't want her to stop. I didn't want her to do it. I promise. I tried. But she just wouldn't stop. She just kept going. And then what did she do? She took my thing. What thing? My penis. What is this? Well, I don't know what this penis is, Jake. I can't write the shit down if he won't tell me what she did. Okay, she took my thing and then she stuffed it inside her stuff. What stuff? In her stuff. Her. You mean her vagina? Yes, she did all these things. I didn't want her to do it, but she did anyway. It's going to come out. The tape is, I heard the tape. It's coming.
Oh, you have real tears and everything.
Because it was, I went to a deep, dark place. Yeah. She just took my stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was cool. I was cool with it. We stayed friends a long time ago.
Oh, so you nasty. You just not nasty.
Hey, my name is Carlos Miller, and I ain't shit. These ladies right here already told me they're like niggas who ain't shit. We bringing back
thugging. Yeah. Just took his shit.
Shout out to all the niggas who going on vacation with a bitch they ain't supposed to be
with.
Ain't
nobody
with.
Ever did that to you?
That's right.
Voodoo chip?
My
Voodoo
nigga, you,
nobody hey, took your thing?
2019, bro. Don't hide in them pictures, man. Well, post your shit, too. Yeah, fuck them questions.
Twice, third,
fourth. Post your shit. We taking bitches on vacation this year. No draws. Dick hair hanging out the shorts.
That's right.
Drug dealer body. Drinking Coronas like real fathers. You ain't got to be in shape if you got money. That's my new quote.
Now I had to think about it. First it's pussy hair, now you say dick hair. Now I have all this fucking type of fucking hair in my brain.
Shut up. You got pink hair.
Fucking gross.
You think we're going to take your opinion on hair? Your hair pink.
That means it's cute.
Jeez.
So my pussy is going to be cute.
No, it ain't.
I like cute things.
No, it
my
ain't.
Hairy pussy is not cute.
I heard your pussy look like dragon noodles.
Nope, it looked like Dragon Ball
noodles.
She got a Pikachu in her pussy. Oh, she ate it.
Pikachu! No, I have a Jigglypuff.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I got a Jigglypuff.
Google it.
I heard it. I want a Jigglypuff. It sings, and then it put that ass to sleep with that fat pussy.
Oh, for real?
Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff.
He made you sleep and her pussy singing just like that. Yo, hey!
Oh, shit.
Make your pussy go to sleep, man. Everybody go to bed. The pussy too.
That's right.
Don't be cute. Uh-uh. Get your ass in them panties and go to bed.
She's still up. Not cool eyes.
Benadryl. Motherfucking Benadryl. Step your game up.
Oh, shit.
Y'all disgusting.
Benadryl.
These people are fucked up.
Some Perkins.
You know this nigga.
Hey,
crazy.
The perks. Hey, took, I'm going to take these perks.
Some first hands if
hey,
you will.
Hey, that shit funny as a motherfucker, dog. I was on
Mimi can't hit the weed no more. She just
why ever not?
This motherfucker just get to speaking in comments. Just random shit.
I'm going to take my perks to my hotel room. I'm going to call till I can't no more. I'm going to take my perks to my
out,
hotel room.
It's you.
This would be a perfect time to tell all the young drug addicts to get off the pill.
There
is a real live opioid crisis going on right now.
But everybody got their own drugs and like and shit. That's the crazy part. I don't understand how y'all be on the sleepy drugs like Perks, fucking lean and shit.
That syrup is the shit that puts you to sleep.
I'm not trying to fucking go to sleep. I'm trying to stay the fuck
around,
up.
I'm on uppers around this
why
bitch.
Do y'all
I'm
what?
On weed. I'm on weed. All right. I'm on weed.
Weed made me fucking sleep too. They not said me. The depth, the indica, and sativa. What is it?
Just give you three side effects.
I went to Cali, smoked
sleepy.
That shit. I slept for 2 days. I'm not. Mm-mm.
It's three side effects when you smoke weed, folks. It's hungry, happy, sleepy. All right. Right. Don't need
I
all
get,
the kids cereal.
I get sleepy, stuck, cold, paranoid, drive slow, miss my exit 20 times, fucking plot issue. Weed has never, you know what I'm saying? When I was in high school, I smoked that shit. I got older than that shit. I'd be dumb.
I like to ride with her.
I'd be stuck.
It's the weed. It's the weed.
Yeah.
It's the weed.
Right. I put it to my house.
It's the weed. Blame it on the weed. Blame everything on the weed. I mean, we all need a vice.
And once they was blamed on alcohol,
want,
but now it's the weed.
That's I definitely weed. Want all the young pill poppers to get off the pills. You're going to be a young, old nigga real soon. You're going to need a walker, a pamper,
a
shitting on yourself. Hand going
to
be shaking.
You rely on that shit.
Your dick ain't going to work.
You're going to be ass. You
have a heart attack.
Eat your vegetables. I eat a lot of vegetables.
Failure.
And drink water.
They don't drink water. That's why they drug addicts.
Water's good for you. Stop drinking that soda pop shit.
All right, let me have some water.
Like a bunch of bubbly stuff.
All right, anything else we need to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Shit.
Tell them some shit,
I
can't
say one time. I feel like I've been half forever. Like, is it done yet? It's over.
Hey, if you guys are on Perkies, I advise you to guys step it up. Get the 20s. They're much better.
What?
I'm just kidding.
20s better than 30s?
I don't know. But Brent, Ernie, and Tony, they're out back. We got to get those guys back to the house because they're ready to smoke some dope. But I don't know what they're getting ready to do. But we got to get them back out there in the roadway so they can do their shit. But hell, we're at the 85th South Show chilling with Mimi. Got Carlos here. Hell, I don't know. They might ride back home with one of these guys. I don't know. Drop some dope in their car. Get them all caught up. Mimi
what?
Said, Mimi.
What are you talking about? He lost me. Like,
hey, man. These motherfuckers high.
What
I'm straight.
About?
This has been another episode of the 85 South Show.
I mean, it was like
the see
like
you
X-Files.
Motherfuckers next time.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye,
from
Lin Lin.
From down Ultraviolet, we do for you.
You stupid.
Support Black Nail Techs. They all black in that shop at like one Puerto Rican. The rest of this Black Nail Techs. So
play
like,
me some music
them,
on the way
nails.
Out.
We do.
Yeah. I like that.
From promote your motherfucking corner store. Hey, you got to sell voodoo chips, son. City Trends.
If you will, I mean,
if you
and
will.
And get that pussy, because you said you get that trash pussy. Go.
Man, what's up?
Hey, my man Voodoo Chips over here. You know, he about to get a deal with City Trend and Voodoo Chips.
Try. Voodoo Chips, Voodoo Chips. Fucking around, sure eating those Voodoo Chips.
And make sure you guys what's the score look now? Forward to navigate. A collaboration with Newport 100.
Two?
Damn, it's 12:45. A bitch gotta wake up.
It's what time?
12:02. It's late, motherfucker. Y'all still gotta be here with
what time? My phone. We hand me my phone right there.
She tell my shift leader.
Always. My baby.